And look, it's being able to get along with other people too. Okay, look, you don't always have to be right. If you get in an argument with someone in our church, another saved person, the end goal is not to be able to say, I'm right and you're wrong.
Right.
You know what the end goal should be when there's an argument in our church? Diffuse the entire thing. Forget this thing. This is stupid. We're talking about this. Let me buy you a Coke.
Amen.
Let's get along again. But you know what fifth graders do? You know what kindergartners do? Oh, he hit me first.
Yeah.
No, why don't you just drop the whole situation and go talk about something else?
Right.
If there's something you disagree with on someone, then start bashing the dispensationalist and start getting on something you both agree on.
Right.
Why? Because what is it worth? You coming out of the conversation as though you're the one who's right. What does that prove? Nothing. You lose your brother. You look like an idiot in front of everyone else. You make the situation awkward for everyone. You know, better to just say, this is so dumb. What are we talking about? You know, let's go do something else. You know, and look, Satan destroys the church from within. Not from without. You know, the attacks from without bring us closer together. It's the attacks from within that screw up the whole operation. You know, and how does he do that? Well, through many means, but one of them is just causing division in the church. And I've said this before, and I know people don't listen to me, and that's okay. Look, you don't have to get along with everyone in our church, but you got to be able to be mature enough to be able to get along with everyone in our church, in a sense. You don't have to be best friends with everyone in our church, but you should have the decency and maturity to be able to get along with everyone in our church. Look, let me give you some good advice. Be a likable person. Okay? Be a likable person. Not to the world.
Amen.
I'm talking about here.
Amen.
People should be able to like you. Okay? And I'm not saying compromise so that people can like you. Amen. But you know what? If people don't like you, it's because you have a personality deficit of something, of some sort. Okay? You know, I just like to be that kind of person where I'm a jerk and people know that I'm a jerk, but I know the Bible. You're an idiot. Okay? You need to be able to get along with everyone.
Amen.
And look, the way you get along with everyone is that if you disagree with someone, you be the better person and just say, man, I was wrong about the whole thing. Just forget about the whole thing. Let's just move on from this. Because your relationship with your brother is far more important than you being right.
Amen.
Okay? Especially if it's not, okay, if it's over like repent of your sins, that's a different story. You're right and they're wrong.
Right.
Okay? But it's over stupid things that just really are not clear in the Bible. You don't come out the better or the worse for it. Just drop it.
Amen.
What's the point? And look, this goes for every area of life. Don't waste your energy with meaningless, vain talking. You know, you got better things to do with your life. And if you don't, find something better to do with your life.